Well, there's a reason that we're revisiting the eggshell audit topics, the topic of how to handle a civil examination when there are potential fraud issues in the case. Because there are three recent developments that caused me to think that this is a very timely topic. First of all, the IRS has increased its use of fraud technical advisors. These are personnel embedded in the examination groups who assist civil revenue agents, not the criminal investigators, but the civil agents, to develop fraud issues in their cases. So anytime an agent spots something that they think might be fraud, they meet with their group manager. The group manager brings in the fraud technical advisor. These folks used to be called fraud referral specialists. You may know them by that term. And they develop the case together and try to package it up and send it off for criminal investigation to take. And so we're going to talk about them in detail as we go through this outline. I'll talk to you about why the development of that is fraught with danger for us in civil examinations. The second thing that's happened is that the IRS has moved away from its historical prohibition on conducting criminal investigations and civil examinations simultaneously. It used to be that if you had a criminal investigation going on, the civil exam would just stop. It would just be put in a deep freeze, and when they finished the criminal case, they'd come back and deal with the civil issues. I had a guy who went to prison, a client who went to prison for a couple of years. When he got out of prison, the civil examiner still hadn't shown up. It was 12 years later they show up. Well, they have fraud. There's no statute of limitations running. They don't care when they get back to it. They finally show up and do the civil examination adjustments 12 years after the taxable year involved.